we played inspired football there in the second half from a defensive standpoint. Just stay the course, you know, live and learn from the first half, flush the first half, and get back out there and play your tail off in the second half, and we'll like where we'll be at the end of the ball game.
How important was it for you to stop them at the end of the first half? You know, they could have made it a two-possession game, but you guys stopped them.
Yeah, I mean, every possession in these ball games is important when it comes down to the end. Everything seems to count.
Talking about the signature in the first quarter, fourth and two, you went for it on the first touchdown, you kept on going.
Yeah, you know, we thought it was going to be one of those types of ball games that when you're on the fringe area, whether you kick a field goal, whether you go for it, we need to go for it on more fourth downs today than maybe normal. I'm not sure how many we ended up going for, two maybe, but yeah, we have confidence in the guys and to be able to punch it in there, so going for it on fourth down seemed pretty natural.
And how'd you have to factor the wind in today?
Yeah, it was very tough to handle the ball. I mean, even that last punt that we got off, you saw how wing, it was a tough catch. I mean, catching the snaps today was even a challenge for those guys in the punt game. But the kicking game was a challenge today. The pass game was a challenge. And it was nice not to turn the ball over today, even in a game like this where the elements factor.
And Victor Cruz had that 48-yard catch. What happened on that play? Was it improvised?
Yeah, it was. We just converted into a scramble drill there. Eli came in, stepped up, came out of the pocket. Victor reacted, and they had some nice chemistry on the play.
What about the big plays that Landon has been able to make, Coach?
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, Landon came up for us big again today. You know, anytime you can end the game on a play like that, that's encouraging. Sideline was fired up. We were fired up for Landon. He made a heck of a play.
Fourth down, and then you the first touchdown. Did you decide to go for it right there on fourth down, or were you already thinking ahead?
I was going to take a look at the sticks.
Coach, you missed extra points for Robbie today. Have you guys talked to him at all, see what was wrong?
We'll address it, and we'll move on. It was a tough day to kick the football.
Did you attribute that to the wind, or was there something in the hold? Or the
We'll go back. We'll look at it. We'll talk about everything. But the wind obviously was a factor every time you had to play in a kicking game today.
Center going for two, either of those situations, or one of the touchdown situations because of the
win? We considered it, yes.
Three straight games at home, you won them all. How much did the team progress over these 3 weeks here?
You know, it was nice to get three wins. It's nice to play in front of the home fans. You know, they were great. They were fired up today. Inspired the defense there in the second half. And, you know, we look forward to this week, getting ready to go back on the road. A road trip will be good for us.
It's you know, five-game win streak. How does it feel?
It was good to get the win today. We only played once this week. We had a good week of preparation on a short week, and it was nice to see a payoff here in the second half.
7-3 after 10 games. How would you describe the position you got today?
Yeah, we were 1-0 this week. We like where we were. We liked how we finished the ball game today with a win, and we'll get ready for next week starting tomorrow.
How much do you think the play of the defense right now is kind of inspiring the offense to continue to elevate its play?
I think that, you know, the defense didn't want to play the way it unfolded in the first half. And they got it fixed at halftime. They came out. They played inspired football in the second half. The offense came out of the tunnel, too, with some energy and punched it in twice. That was encouraging to see. And, you know, we believe all three phases have the capability to step up and make plays in the ball game to help us win.
How did you feel like Eli played
I think Eli handled the elements well, took care of the football, and a tough day to do that.
You mentioned, yeah, like you said, no turnovers today. Do you think there's something you guys have been doing that's causing progress in that area?
We're just going to keep on working on it. It's not finished. It's not over. Every game's a new game. Every week's a new week, and we just have to keep working on taking care of the Duke.
They say that the progress that a player makes from year one to year two is very important. Part of their career. Have you seen a guy like Landon make that much progress from year one to year two? He seems completely different.
I think he's productive. He's just a productive player. He's been productive, ever since I've been in this chair or standing here in front of you. But he's confident. The time the ball's in the vicinity, he's a ball hawk.
Got called for that flag on the first drive that Chicago had the ball. Any explanation on the roughing the passer that they give you in terms of why they?
I believe they felt he took his shoulder and drove Jay into the ground. That's where the call came from.
Thank you.